Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they did not endorse her as they had endorsed Abdul al-Sayed in the Michigan Senate Democratic primary there. I want to say I've been on cable the last few days a lot. It's where I work, and I've heard a lot of Republicans with talking points. They were loaded for bear on Francesca Hong. Francesca Hong was the candidate they were focused on. They were already trying to nationalize her, what they saw as her imminent victory in Wisconsin. How surprised are Republicans this morning?
John, they are very surprised. And not only were they talking about this campaign and how they would effectively use some of her comments, they were trying to prop her up at the same time. A remarkable play here. The Republican Governors Association was spending more than $4 million running ads showing that she's a strong progressive. Well, that was seen as a way to effectively meddle in this race. So Republicans were hoping to run against her. That did not happen. So this race is an example of the establishment striking back. But John, I'm also thinking back to an interview I had with David Crowley on Sunday evening. I asked him about that establishment thing. He said, look, I'm established, but I am not a member of the establishment. If he would win, he would be the first African-American governor right here in Wisconsin.